Candidate Profiles. Ngā pōtitanga a Rohi 2025 Local Body Elections 2025. Voting closes at 12 noon Saturday, the 11th of October 2025. Takapu Northern General Ward. Producers note, this document contains the candidate profile taken from the candidate profile booklet for this ward. All care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Disclaimer. This candidate directory has been compiled under the Local Electoral Act 2001. The Act provides that an electoral officer is not required to verify or investigate any information included in candidate profile statements and is not responsible for the accuracy of the information contained in such statements. John Apanowich, a voice for Wellington. My principal place of residence is in the Takapu Northern General Ward area. John Apanowich is a dedicated community advocate and Wellington City Councillor for the Takapu Northern Ward. A lifelong resident of the northern suburbs, John brings over 25 years of financial and governance experience as a chartered accountant and chartered director. His commitment to public service is rooted in his deep local ties and passion for improving the lives of residents. He previously chaired the Makara or Hariu Community Board, where he championed local voices in decision-making. He also founded Katapul Holdings, consulting across arts, health, education and government sector. On council, John focuses on financial long-term planning, economic development and sustainable infrastructure through roles on committees including as Deputy Chair of the LTP, Finance and Performance Committee and as a Director of Wellington NZ. John believes in practical community-first solutions and actively engages with residents to ensure their needs are heard and acted on. He lives in Ohariu with his wife and adult children. Andrea Compton. Smart spending, strong future. My principal place of residence is in the Takapu Northern General Ward area. Born and raised in Wellington's northern suburbs, I'm proudly raising my family in Tawa. A chartered accountant with over 20 years of finance experience within the infrastructure industry, bringing a pragmatic problem-solving approach to making a difference in our community. I'm respected for my integrity and the ability to cut through the noise. I have a steadfast commitment to making decisions that benefit our city. With rates expected to double in the next 10 years, Wellington needs councillors who have experience in the areas challenging our city. I am committed to revitalising our city with affordable rates and a focus on fundamental needs. Wellington needs leadership that's both practical and forward-thinking. Leadership that drives business growth, where success creates opportunities and attracts people. Wellington is an extraordinary place to live, work and do business. I'm standing to ensure it remains just that for everyone. Click on the link www.andreacompton.nz. Mark Flynn. Act local. Real change. Lower rates. My principal place of residence is in the Takapu Northern General Ward area. Time and again, ratepayers have been let down by Wellington City Council with out-of-control rates hikes, neglected public services, and wasteful spending. It's time to give Council a wake-up call and focus on what matters to Wellingtonians. I've spent most of my life in Tawa, which means I understand residents' concerns because I too see them every day. I've worked in the private and public sectors, so I know what Council needs to do to help, not hinder, the local economy. By voting for me as an ACT local candidate, you know what you are going to get. I will fight to lower rates, stop wasteful spending on vanity projects like the Golden Mile, deliver the basics like roads well, end the war on cars, and fix the pipes. If you want to see common sense back around the council table, please give me your first preference vote. Michael Hill, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Takapu Northern General Ward area. I am also standing for Tawa Community Board. I have lived in Wellington for over 25 years with children attending local schools and sports clubs. I bring extensive experience in public service and community leadership, including senior roles in New Zealand Police and various government agencies at both national and regional levels. This required close collaboration with local councils and cross-government entities, enabling delivery of meaningful, community-focused outcomes. I strongly believe in listening to our communities and working in partnership with iwi and stakeholders to achieve results that reflect shared aspirations. I am committed to improving community safety, reducing the cost and burden of unnecessary bureaucracy, and achieving greater efficiency across regional regulatory systems. My vision for Wellington is working towards a new council entity that brings together Upper Hutt and Lower Hutt, Porirua and Wellington. This unified approach would focus on delivering cost-effective infrastructure and services that truly reflect the needs and aspirations of our linked communities. Ben McNulty, Labour. My principal place of residence is in the Takapu Northern General Ward area. Kia ora, Takapu residents. It has been an incredible privilege to serve as your councillor over the past 3 years. I'm again asking for your number one vote. As your councillor, I have passed an action plan on the Johnsonville Mall, secured $13.2 million in funding for the Granada North Park upgrade, stopped the rollout of suburban paid parking in Johnsonville, Tawa and Newlands, passed a water charter to ensure accountability from Wellington Water, brought amendments to limit this year's rates increase, kept children's swimming entry at $4, stopped the sale of council shares in Wellington International Airport, and worked with central government to change dysfunctional heritage building laws. Now more than ever, we need strong council governance. My priorities are to see through the refurbishment of Granada Park, reset council culture, enable development within Johnsonville, and ensure future generations aren't locked out of our housing market. More at benmcnulty.nz. Tony Randall, Independent, no party affiliation. My principal place of residence is in the Takapu Northern General Ward area. Johnsonville has been my home for over 30 years, so I know the northern suburbs need strong representation. As your councillor, I have worked hard for all residents to get council to make better decisions, and I want to continue working for you. I saved car parks at risk from the Johnsonville cycleway and stopped making all our roads 30 kilometres per hour. I ensured a new Johnsonville bus hub was included in Greater Wellington's plan, and I helped many people with council issues. I worked with colleagues so Tawa's Granada North Sports Ground upgrade continues to stop the installation of parking meters in Tawa, Newlands and Johnsonville, killed the Reading Cinema deal and blocked selling the airport shares to ensure the proceeds weren't spent increasing the city's debt. I'll keep advocating for a council focused on affordable services, better infrastructure, transport and community facilities and minimum rate increases. Please rank me number one. Joan Shee, Independent. My principal place of residence is not in the Takapu Northern General Ward area. I am also standing for mayor. I am an immigrant and single mother of two lovely children who call Wellington home. My children and I have enjoyed 13 wonderful years living in this city. As Wellington is the hometown of my children, I have a genuine passion for making Wellington a better place. I understand how difficult it can be to be heard. As a working mother, I have honed problem-solving skills, learned to manage stress, and made things work. When things are beyond my expertise, I know how to ask for help and listen. My focus: prioritise council spending towards core infrastructure and essential services for the community, especially repairing leaking pipes, providing better and affordable public transportation, and nurturing a business-friendly environment. If my life journey resonates with you, please vote for me. I am more than happy to represent you and am committed to making myself available for our community.